This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Alex Chadwick. Rival Afghan factions have reached a final agreement on a power-sharing interim government for Kabul. The agreement, signed today at a secluded hotel outside Bonn, Germany, gives a prominent role to the Northern Alliance, dominated by non-Pashtun ethnic groups. The head of the new administration, however, will be Pashtun leader Hamid Karzai. The new government takes over on December 22nd. NPR's Guy Raz is at the talks. Good morning, Guy. Tell us about the agreement.
Well, Alex, it's a framework document. It basically establishes a temporary government. That body will be made up of about 30 people right now. It'll serve for no more than 6 months, and its primary task is going to be to stabilize Afghanistan, to start picking up the pieces that the Taliban and the U.S.-led campaign have left. Once that initial six-month period is over, the interim government will then appoint what's called a Loya Jirga, and that's a traditional tribal assembly that'll meet for a short time, and its only function will be to appoint a new provisional government, which will probably be a new group of 30 people. And we'll have this new group, they'll govern Afghanistan for about 2 years, and in that time it's meant to create institutions that'll sort of set the basis for democratic rule in the country, things like producing a constitution and establishing ground rules for fair elections.
What about this person they've designated as the head of things for the next 6 months or so, Hamid Karzai?
Well, Karzai is sort of the obvious choice here. He's going to be sort of the temporary prime minister of Afghanistan. We know he's an ethnic Pashtun. It's the largest ethnic group in Afghanistan. He's a warrior. He's led and he continues to lead a fierce fight against the Taliban in southern Afghanistan. But most importantly, he wasn't here in Bonn, so he managed to avoid the internal politics that sometimes threatened to derail the talks here. One Western official that I spoke to yesterday called Karzai respectable, non-threatening. He's a fluent English speaker. He spent time in the U.S. He comes from one of the most influential families in Afghanistan, and he's got the street credibility in Afghanistan and, you know, frankly, among the different Afghan factions here negotiating in Bonn.
What about roles for two other men we've heard a lot about in these talks, the former Afghan president, Mr. Rabbani, and the former king, Zahir Shah?
Well, former President Rabbani was something of a thorn in the side of both the delegates and the Western mediators here. Rabbani, he's the de facto head of the Northern Alliance group, and he was giving directives from Kabul to his representatives here, and at times he was making it quite difficult for them to negotiate. But he's got three top deputies here, and they've seemed to sort of committed a kind of a mutiny. Rabbani's basically been shut out of this interim government. And those three top deputies here, Abdullah Abdullah, a fellow called Mohammed Fahim, and Yunus Kanuni, they'll all get top posts in the interim government. These three guys are all proteges of former Northern Alliance leader Ahmed Shah Massoud. He was assassinated by Taliban-backed militants this past September. These guys are all ethnic Tajiks. As far as the former king is concerned, he'll have more of a symbolic role. He'll likely preside over the Loya Jirga, that traditional Afghan assembly that's expected to convene within about 6 months.
But you see coming out of this, essentially, the Northern Alliance is dominating this interim administration.
Well, yeah. I mean, these guys came here from a position of real strength. I mean, they were on the ground in Afghanistan. They were taking up the fight. But the UN mediators have sort of gone out of their way. They've gone to great lengths to make sure that there's some kind of balance in this interim government in terms of ethnic and gender representation. There'll be at least one woman in the government, for instance, probably more. There'll be Tajiks, Uzbeks, Hazara, Pashtuns, and others. So when the interim government convenes in Kabul on the 22nd of this month, we can expect to see a fairly representative group of people serving.
Thanks very much. NPR's Guy Raz at the Afghan political talks near Bonn.